Hello, 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 ladies, and welcome to today's live stream where I'm going to be talking to you about how to make your first 10K with an online course or a coaching program per month. So, well, your first 10K or regular 10K. I'm going to give you the exact game plan you need in order to make this happen. So just for those who don't know me, probably there's a lot because there is a lot of members in this group. My name is Tina Damen. I'm an online course and online business coach and the host of onlinecoursetalks.com, which is an online summit for and from course creators for course creators. So if you want to learn how to create, market, sell, and scale your online course, then you should totally go and check out onlinecoursetalks.com because that's an online summit which is going to be running within the next 4 weeks. Without further ado, hello everyone. I can see the first people tuning in, which is awesome. Say hi, don't be shy. Let me know in the comments below where you're tuning in from. I like to see who is here. I would like to make this a two-way conversation, not just a one-way conversation. So please let me know. Say hi. Don't be shy. Give me a hashtag replay if you are watching the replay. And in today's session, we are going to talk about how you can make your first 10K via an online course or how you can make regular 10K months. So that is, I'm going to give you the exact game plan. You're going to walk away with the exact game plan, what you need to do in order to make this happen today. Who is excited about this? Let me know in the comments below. I'm just going to check on my computer if I can see myself and if I can see some comments. We've got quite some people jumping in. Nice. Say hi, don't be shy, guys. Let me know in the comments below who is here. I like that engagement. The more we have engagement, the more people will also see this session. So share the love. Hi, Alina. How is it going? Oh, thanks so much for tuning in. Nice. I can see myself. Eve, hello from Houston. Nice. In Texas. I hope you're well. Nice. Thank you so much, guys. Awesome. So whoever's watching live, let me know where you're tuning in from. And whoever's watching the replay, let me know. Hashtag replay. And I'll go back later. If you've got any questions regarding anything, drop the questions in the comments below. And I will go back and answer the questions if I don't see them right now. But as of right now, I see comments coming in and I see if you have a question. So without further ado, let's dive right into it. Hi, Kim. Nice to have you here. Hi, Anna. Nice to have you here. All right. Let me just check this. Okay. Hi, Eve. How is it going? Thank you so much for tuning in. Just some tech stuff and we dive right into now. Awesome. Hi, Chris. How are you? Nice, nice, nice. Okay. So today we are going to talk about how you can make 10K per month with your online course or coaching program. It doesn't necessarily have to be a recorded session. Hi, Jordi. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, so I have prepared, because I can't share slides, I have prepared... hi, Justina. Nice to have you here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Justina is one of our speakers at the online summit as well. Hi, Jordi. Okay, so I have prepared a few amazing slides in real life for you here because I can't share my screen, so I was a bit creative. Okay, so first of all, we actually want to think about which type of online course we are going to create because that determines actually the price as well. Can you hear me all right? Because I put my phone just on the laptop here so I can show you my self-made slides. Is the sound okay like this? Let me please know before I continue here if you can hear me all right. Tina is wonderful, ladies, a brilliant mind. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so I guess you can all hear me because there's no complaints. Okay, so before we can actually make it happen to make 10K per month with our online course, we need to think about what kind of online course do we sell? Do we want to sell or coaching package? Do we want to sell? How long is this going to take? And what is the transformation like? How are we going to price it? Hi, Chris, thank you so much. Thank you, Eve, for letting me know. Okay, so the sound is all good. So we want to think about the type of online course we want to create. There is three different types I'm going to talk to you about today, which is One is the introductory course, two is the laser focused course, and three is the signature course. Those three courses have a different duration each, which means the transformation people would be getting out of your course is smaller or bigger, depending on the duration, right? So the longer a course takes, the bigger usually the transformation. So the which is quite logical, right? Does it make sense, guys? The longer someone needs to study something, to implement something, the bigger the transformation usually is. Hi, Antoinette. Nice to have you here. Hi, Lorraine. Hey, Sandra. Okay, so introductory courses is the foundation course. It's the basis of something. You're introducing some sort of like topic to your audience. They can usually go between 2, 5, 6, 7 days, and they're usually priced below $100. You know, it's just like a rough estimation here, but again, it always depends on your individual topic and then on your individual transformation. So the foundation and the basis of something is an introductory course. It usually goes between 2 and 5 days and it's usually priced below $100. And we need to know these prices, of course, if we want to know how we can make these 10K months, right? Then we have number two, a laser focused course, which is you teach the one thing only. It's really laser focused on one specific thing and it can go between 6 and 8 weeks. So the it's not that people go through for 6 or 8 weeks watching tutorials. No, they would be able to reach that transformation within 6 to 8 weeks, if that makes any sense. Hi, Ma. Nice to have you here. Please let me know if that makes any sense and if you've got any questions about these things, right? If you drop them in the comments, I'll be ready to answer them immediately. So again, laser focused course, teach one thing only, average between 6 and 8 weeks. And then we have number three, which is the signature course. It's the one huge transformation. It's like massive, like people could take up to 12 weeks in order to get that transformation. And usually the higher the transformation, the more, the higher the price as well. So it depends on the pain points. It depends on what people really want to resolve, which kind of problem people really want to resolve in their lives or businesses, right? So the higher, the bigger the pain point, usually the bigger the transformation. So the higher the price point as well. I don't want to say expensive because cheap or expensive are kind of like words which I don't like to use, because what is something is pricey for you can may not be pricey for someone else, right? Hi, Claudia. Nice to have you here. So yeah, just to recap, we just talked about the three different courses, the three different types of courses. So you need to decide which type of course you're going for in order to be able to price it properly. So that was the introductory course, the laser focus course, and the signature course. Okay, so the introductory course could vary between 2 and 5 days, is priced below 97. The laser focus course could be between 6 and 8 weeks, could be priced between up to $2,000, and then the signature course can be also $2,000, but also can be like up to $10,000 and so on, right? So it's, again, it really depends on the transformation here. So I have prepared a few examples for you guys, a few pricing examples, how we can get to these 10K months. Who wants to hear about those? Let me know in the comments below. Hi, everyone. Nice. Nice. I think we've got people tuning in here. Nice, nice. Okay. All right. So let's start with, I've prepared some examples on how we can get to this. Okay. So let's assume our course is priced at, I hope that is, you can see this. No, is it upside down? Can you see it? So let's assume your course is priced at $197. You would need to sell 50 of these courses in order to reach your 10K, right? Easy peasy if you break it down like this. Or let's say you have a bit more of a laser focus course and your price would be $497. You would need to charge, you would need to sell 20 courses. That would bring you to 10K, right? If you would charge $997 and you would only need to sell 10 of those courses in order to reach 10K. Does that make sense? Hi, Cami, nice to have you here. Or if you charge $1,997, you would only need to sell 5 of these courses in order to sell to make $10,000 a month. And this is profit, guys, right? Usually profit, because almost profit, because if you have an online course, the overhead is really, really low. And most of the revenue you make stays with you because the costs are so low to keep an online course business running. Okay, so if you break it down, can you see this? Can you see this? All right, guys. Hi, Elizabeth. So if you break it down like this, it's not really that, it doesn't seem too far ahead. Sometimes we think like, oh my God, how can I get to 10K or 100K and things like that. But if we really break it down like this, then it's easy, right? So now your brain is set to, oh, if I only need to sell 10 of those with a price point at $9.97, that's easy. Right? Isn't that easier, guys? Let me know in the comments below if you think that's a little bit easier than just have this big chunk of number in front of you and then don't really know where to start. Okay, so since we have discussed this, I would like to give you an example. How are you going to get to these 50, 20, or 10 or 5 signups, actually? So there's two things we can do. Easier, yes, nice. Thank you so much, Lina. There is a few things we can do, and I always emphasize on please, please, please sell your online course before you create it. There's too many course creators out there who go on and they create their course forever for like they lock themselves up a few weeks in their rooms, in their houses, and then they just get started working on it and, you know, maybe create a product which nobody wants to buy. That's not something we want to do. So definitely always go ahead and sell your course before you create it. But how are you going to do this? I'm glad you asked. So we have two options here. One is a webinar and one is a 5-day challenge, right? So before you create it, you can have a rough outline of your online course. So you know what you kind of like pitching at the end of this webinar or at the end of this 5-day challenge. Hi, Kate. Nice to have you here. And the conversion rate from a webinar can range between 5% and 19%. Actually, one of my students, she's just done her first webinar and she reached a conversion rate at 8%, and I'm so, so happy and proud of her, which is so amazing. So a webinar between 5% and 19% conversion rate of the people who signed up. A 5-day challenge has a lower conversion rate, but has a different between 3 and 5, but has a different kind of quality lead. So people who are in 5-day challenges, they are with you for 5 days, right? They do homework for 5 days with you. They show up hopefully every day for 5 days, and they just do the things, and they get used to you a lot quicker. So if you are in the results business, which you most likely are if you're a coach like me, then the best marketing you can ever have is have your students' results speaking for you. And in that case, maybe a 5-day challenge would be really beneficial for you, right, to do that, because the quality of people is higher than the quality of webinars. Because in a webinar, you usually spend like 90 minutes with people and then they go off and buy at the end of that. But if you have a 5-day challenge, quality could be better. So, however, of course, a webinar is less, takes less preparation time. You got to show up once, you know, for the day or for the hour, for the 90 minutes, versus a 5-day challenge, you got to really be there live for 5 days. So that's the difference here. And I would always recommend you to mix both of them together. You could do a webinar at the end of your 5-day challenge. That is always what I teach my students, and that's what works really, really well. So there's that. And I also have then prepared a little calculation for you if you do one or the other. So how can you get to these 10Ks? Because that's the whole point of this video. We will get there in the end, ladies. Okay, so let's assume we have 100 people signed up for your webinar, which is really low, because you can easily, if you do promotion for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you can easily get like 1,000 people on it, of course, with paid ads as well. But if you just do it organically for 1.5 weeks or so, you can easily get 100 people on that list if you're just starting out, right? Let's assume you have a conversion rate of 15% and you're charging $4.97 for your course. That would make it a revenue from that one webinar of 7,455K. Isn't that amazing? Ladies, let me know if this resonates with you. Then if you go, if you, let's take another example. If you don't feel like, oh, I'm not that good of a, you know, presenter yet, I need to practice. Let's take the example of my students who had never done the presentation or webinar before, and she got 8% conversion rate. Let's again take 100 people as an example, and let's take 8% as a conversion rate. This time, let's take 1,997 as your price point from your course. The result from that would be $15,976 in one challenge, in one webinar. It's totally possible, ladies. This is absolutely possible, and every single one of you out there can do that. Does that make sense? If I break it down like this, please let me know. But let's take a challenge as an example as well. Maybe you want to do a challenge. Maybe you want to be like, oh, I go all in and I do my challenge. Let's take 100 people again as an example. Let's say you convert at 5% with your challenge and you have a price point of $997 and you make $4,985. But hey, now you may be thinking, okay, this is one challenge, that's nearly 5K, that's not even 10K. You promised in this video to teach me how to make 10K. Yes, I will. So here is my last calculation for this. It's a month. I said, you know, make 10K per month. So if you do one webinar a week, let's say take the example of $7,455, which you've just made, and just make it four times. Make a webinar every single week. Make it religiously like that. Put in your calendar, plan your life around it, and go for it. And just stream a webinar four times per month, once a week. You then just double. You just multiply it by four. And this, ladies, could be your revenue with 1 month, $29,820. If your price point, what was the price point? If your revenue was that, if your price point was $497, so that's the result of this course, right? Then if you do one challenge per month, it was, we calculated $4,985 for one challenge, right? If you do it twice a month, because that takes a little bit more time, you can't really do four challenges a month, but twice is very possible, you can have the 10K. You can make $9,970 within the month. It's really that easy if you break it down like that, guys. It seems a little bit far off when we all post about this. Oh, I just made another 10K in my launch, and I just made another 30K in my launch, and things like that. But if you, nobody ever breaks it down like that. I don't know why. So here we go, ladies. This is your game plan. So that would be if you would do it like this, if you would do two webinars and two challenges, but you would need to do it, like you would need to really be focused on that, of course, fully in the month, because, and every time you do one webinar, one challenge, you get better and better and better. So don't expect everything to be perfect. It will never be perfect, right? So that could be your total revenue, actually, $39,790, and it's absolutely possible if you break it down like that, if you get your price point right, if you get your presentation right, and things like that. And of course, there is a lot to talk about, how to structure a 5-day challenge, how to run a webinar which really converts, and things like that. So if you want to learn more about online course talks and things like that, you can join us for the free summit. We will be talking about how to run the challenge. I will be talking about that specifically. We have an expert on who I already interviewed, him with a kick-ass presentation. I myself learned so much from him about how to increase conversions during a webinar. And this is a free summit, guys. I will just put the URL for this summit in the comments below. I would really urge you to sign up for this if you are looking to create, sell, market, or even scale an online course. So this event is for you. Either if you have no idea where to start, there's lots of content for you to learn from, or if you've already started and you're kind of stuck and you don't really know what's wrong or how to scale. So we have the event is divided into three phases. One is the create phase, which goes on for 2 days. We have over 35 speakers featured. Number two is the sell and markets phase. And number three is the scale phase. So there's so many experts in the industry. So as I said, it's from course creators for course creators. And everyone really knows their things. I've done really good research in selecting speakers. Justina, she was on here earlier. She is speaking about email marketing. We have people talking about ManyChat, about chatbots. We have people talking about challenges me, then we have people talking about webinars, we have people talking about ads, Instagram ads or Facebook ads, how to get your first ad up. We have, thank you, you're welcome. We have people talking about copy because, you know, you need to know how to write a decent copy and everything, like literally everything under the sun, what you need to know about online courses will be covered in these sessions. And it's free. It's totally free. Hello, Hannah. You can sign up now. The event will kick off soon in a few weeks, but definitely sign up now because we will close the wait list very soon because there's a limited amount of people for the platform we can host and things like that. So yeah, join in, check it out, check out onlinecoursetalks.com, and I'll be so happy to see you there. If you're watching the replay, let me know. And if you've got any questions, put them in the comments and I will be so happy to come back here after this session has ended later on tonight and some more people in America wake up or so. And then thank you so much again. My name is Tina Dahmen. I'm an online course coach and online business coach. I'm the host of Online Course Talks and a writer for Entrepreneur. And yeah, again, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this was helpful. Let me know in the comments below if that was helpful. And I look forward to seeing you again another day. And yeah, until then, bye-bye.